you know how you go up the road to have your nails clipped for a very special pedicure. Well, that's why we're running up there now to meet Mike, meet Jade, Georgiou, and have a chat about the Hackney Barkers. I'm Anna Webb. Welcome to A Dog's Life. Jade Georgiou, thanks so much for this opportunity to have a great chat your stunning Hackney-based grooming salon.
Thank you very much. My first ever podcast. I'm very excited and nervous.
I'm definitely nervous. Well, we know each other, so, you know, because I do bring my dogs here for their nails to be clipped.
Yeah.
And that's a great service to have so close, you know, as well.
For sure.
And it's like, it's a hub here now for... There's so many dogs here in Hackney, aren't there?
They really are, yeah. I think it's because everything's quite family-based. And during lockdown, a load of people got dogs, and it's a great area for dogs because there's parks all over the place.
Yeah, and the marshes. Yeah, the marshes. We're blessed, aren't we, really, to have that.
For sure.
But, you know, opening a salon all about grooming and wellness for dogs is natural for you because... I can see all those trophies up there, which are amazing.
Thank you.
And you've won hundreds of awards grooming your poodle Zorro, is that right?
No. So I haven't actually competed with my dogs. I used my old boss's dog quite a lot and also loads of her client dogs. So I've groomed in competitions like Kerry Blue Terriers, Welsh Terrier, which was her dog, her poodle, a miniature poodle, cockapoos, and other poodles, and then you just kind of do like different designs. So I've done like a cockapoo, but in the Kerry Blue style, which was really, really fun.
I bet. Now, so Kerry Blues, gosh, because they're a vulnerable British breed.
I know. You really don't see them anymore.
You don't. Mm. And it's just that stunning.
It's so stunning.
Slate.
Yeah. I'd love to get my hands on one in here.
Yeah, no, I bet, actually. Yeah. I know. No, it's because the colour of their coat and the texture's not quite the same as normal terriers, is it? Or is it? It's less wiry, I think.
Yeah, they're definitely soft coated. Because they're not like the hand strip, which tends to be with the terriers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hand stripping, well, we've touched on that. Explain why that's so important if you've got a wire-coated dog.
So it's just their grooming technique, really. So if you were to clip them, then their hair changes texture and goes softer and a lighter colour. So when you strip them out, because you're actually just pulling out the dead hair, so the hair's ready to come out, it's dead from its cycle, and then it just keeps that nice wiry texture as they grow up, and also the colour stays strong. So sometimes you'll see like Irish Terriers still with that bright red, lovely colour. It's because they've been hand stripped. But if they go a little bit blonder and lighter, then they've been clipped.
Yeah, and that's why qualifications, I guess, in grooming is so important, because it's easy, I'm sure, just to shear the coat off.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but then in your view, is that a good groomer to do that to a dog's coat?
So it really, no, I'll be honest, no. So with there are quite a few groomers that don't know about hand stripping or don't like to do hand stripping because it is really, really long. Sometimes if you get the hair in the wrong cycle, the dogs might not like it. Or if the dog's been neutered, the hair doesn't fall out as easy. Because the hormone, it doesn't produce the wire hair anymore. Which is, people don't really know about that. So
it's becoming more, you know, because the science is now being discussed with vets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at the London Vet Show actually last November, all the science to date on the dangers of neutering were discussed for the first time.
Yeah.
Don't think it went down awfully well.
because it's been very like pro-neuter.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, in Norway, it's illegal. You can't do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know. Yeah. So I know, but it's actually totally true.
Yeah.
And in Scandinavia, people don't really neuter. It's not the thing you do.
Yeah.
It's like frowned upon.
Yeah.
And in Norway, a vet won't do it because it's illegal.
Only if it's health-based.
Exactly. If there's, you know, a stuck testicle or whatever.
Yeah.
But that would be in the only instance.
Oh, wow.
And it's interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so, I mean, Mr. Binks was neutered when I got him.
Yeah.
You know, my other dog, Prudence, not spayed.
Yeah, my two dogs are. So I didn't neuter Zorro until he was, I think, 4 or 5. And I did that down to behaviour. So he was attacked when he was younger. And I was kind of like I didn't want him neutered. And then when he got attacked, his behaviour changed, and that's what led me on to do a behaviour course because I wanted to understand. And then that helped me with my grooming as well. But when I kind of got to where I couldn't go any further with his training or anything, then the vet suggested to neuter him, so I did.
Yeah.
But I did try my best to not neuter him.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much science out there now that says, you know, contrary evidence.
Yeah.
But look, you know, it's you know, it's okay, because I think as well, because you've studied nutrition, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we've got chatting, isn't it, in the park quite a bit.
Yeah. It's fascinating, nutrition.
It is, isn't it? Mm. I mean, it's so interesting, particularly when you see how so many dogs are encouraged, you know what I mean, to not eat the right thing, basically.
Yes.
And I just find it so upsetting.
It really is. I remember what we have a client, I don't actually know if the dog is still with us, as in alive, because I thought the dog was so much older than she actually was. And I said to, because they wanted us to do the doggy's teeth, but I said, I think it's best, check with your vet, maybe they have to put it under, but if they say not to put the dog under because of how old she is, and then they said, oh, she's only three, and I was so shocked. And then I found out that she was actually eating cat food.
Oh no.
I know, and I was like, oh God, don't do that. Don't give your dog cat food.
Well, no, I mean, you know, well, any processed food,
but
cat food can contain a chemical that, well, you know, is cat food worse than processed dog food? I don't know. I mean, there's hardly any meat in processed dog food anyway.
No.
It's all shocking.
Yeah.
But I know you're on the raw side of the fence, which is also why we've got chatting. And you know, you can, I think, mitigate so many health issues by having an awareness, would you say, of wellness, how the body works.
Yeah.
We're not vets, but a lot is sort of obvious, really, from studying O-level biology, even, you know.
Yeah.
And understanding the digestive system of a dog.
Yeah, for sure. So many things I can tell. Well, when people ask me what should I feed my dog, or we get talking about that with my clients, I definitely, my first thing is to suggest raw food. I try and advocate for it as much as I possibly can, but sometimes people just aren't, like, if they're vegan or vegetarian, they don't like handling the meat.
I know.
Which I can understand. So then, if anything, then I'll try my best to give them supplement nutritions to add to, like, their kibble or their canned food or something.
Which is great. And I mean, I must say, actually, coming in here reminded me of a brand that I knew had launched but hadn't really explored their range properly, you know. And it's good to keep up with new companies and everything. And that's the Herbal Dog Co.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they are great.
I'm loving it. So Mr. Binks is on that little bottle.
Herbiflex.
That's it, Herbiflex. And I just love the combination of the herbs in there, because it's got devil's claw.
Yes, devil's claw. So I know with Zorro, when I found out he first had arthritis, I gave him loads of devil's claw. And then we moved on to, like, what we spoke about before, the turmeric and the green lip mussels. It's definitely, I'm really happy when I saw that, because Zorro's also on Herbiflex because of the devil's claw. When I saw that was in there, I was like, yes.
Yes, yeah. I know, because it sort of went out of fashion.
Yeah, it did.
And, you know, because turmeric's sort of the global...
The golden paste
that's going to save the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, you know, what happened to devil's claw?
Yeah.
And it's a similar thing. It's a root. Mm-hmm. And it turmeric's from India and devil's claw's from Africa.
Yeah.
So... You know, but I mean, ages ago, Molly, my first miniature bull terrier, was on Devil's Claw, because that was before, you know, U-Move launched, and then U-Move really got the green lip muscle. I mean, it was a brilliant, you know, it's brilliant green lip muscle. I've got to say, they've done so well, haven't they, Limp Bells?
Yeah,
but yes, but no, but the Herbal Dog Co. And then I bought the ear cleaner, because Binks had was kind of scratching his ear and so on. So I got the vet to stick the scope down.
Yeah.
He said, oh, nothing to worry about, just a little bit of crud. Mm. And but he had this odour at the back of his mouth on that side, the right side of his mouth only. And I thought, I know it's connected to the ear because of ear, nose and throat.
Exactly, just about to say ears, nose and throat.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So got the ear cleaner, and then guess what? this odour that's been lingering for a few months. I've been a bit worried about it and not being able to put my finger on it.
Yeah.
Obviously, and we spray with probiotic spray in his mouth. Mm. It's fixed.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
It was the ear, probably down in the canal, draining into his throat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it up.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So good news on the herbal dog co for me on that.
Yeah.
And he's extremely perky at the moment.
Oh, good. So he's feeling good?
He's feeling good because he's 12 now.
Oh,
I know. And you always, I can't bear it. I mean, that's the worst bit, isn't it?
It really is.
Of dogs.
Yeah. Zorro's 14 this year.
Is he?
Yeah. He's still sprightly.
Oh, he looks amazing. Yeah. Zorro is your rescue poodle.
Yeah. Pomeranian.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's so, I know him as well.
Yeah.
So what's your poodle called?
Azalea.
Azalea.
Yeah, my little flower.
Oh, she is gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, that's why we got talking, because I love poodles.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't see them anymore.
You really don't.
Oh,
no, I know.
I know.
Yeah, everyone has doodled.
I know, they've all gone doodles.
Yeah.
That's what the world's gone doodle.
Yeah.
And I do feel it's a terrible shame. I mean, not only, it's because these doodle puppies are, you know, they're on the whole, they're not bred by super regulated people.
Yeah.
Now we can buy dogs on the internet.
Yeah.
And everyone wants a doodle.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that there's other choices.
I know.
Which is nuts.
I know.
And then they're buying puppies that probably aren't the best ones to get for an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's true. I'm surprised by the cost of the doodles that we see. I'm very surprised by how high priced they are. I think people fixate that poodles should be a certain way, and I think maybe they are put off by them. Maybe by the look that they have to have, the shaved face and the top knot and the clean feet. But obviously they don't. You can do them in, so they're very versatile.
But they do need grooming, don't they?
Yeah.
But so do the doodles.
The doodles actually need more grooming than poodles because they've got that two different types of hair type that are like fighting with each other.
Oh, that's so
and
interesting.
And so that's why they tend to be a lot harder to maintain, because Azalea, I know it's really bad to say, but I don't have to brush her every day. And if I do get a knot in her, it comes out so easily. Whereas with the doodles, you really have to keep on top of their coat, otherwise they're going to get matted and then you have that horrible shave off.
And then you've got the problem of the cost of living crisis, because, you know, they do need regular grooming, so that has to be factored in on top of everything else.
Yeah, of course.
And I think people are finding things difficult at the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if people knew that perhaps a bit more before making their spontaneous purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen a doodle that's needed to be completely shaved because the matting is...
Yeah, no, we do quite a few.
Really?
Yeah, we do quite a few.
Because the matting gets so bad, it would be cruel to try and get...
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think what owners find difficult is... I don't think they want to press too hard with a brush, but I think it's just a technique that they're using, because you really have to get to the base of the skin to make sure that you're brushing underneath. So sometimes we get a load of dogs in that the top layer would be really nice and fluffy and brushed, but it's actually the underneath, because the thing that's closest to the skin, that's what I need to take off.
Mm.
And then, they don't like it. Or we don't like it. It's much harder groom as well. The dogs don't like it, but it's the nicest thing for them.
Yeah. No, of course. So, you know, from a health and welfare perspective, you know, I think groomers also, because you have to handle the dog and look at the dog closely, you can maybe see things that... possibly even vets might miss.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
You know,
yeah.
Then you can have a chat with the owner and say, look, don't want to worry you, but
there's
a lump. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The other day we have one of our regular clients, we'd never noticed this lump before, and he was actually matted, so he got a shave down. He had a big lump on his undercarriage, and they went to the vet. We're waiting to find out the results.
Oh no, but thank goodness in a way.
Yeah.
Gosh, you see, so, you know, the power of grooming, it's so important.
It really is, because when we're drying the dogs, we have the dogs up on like a high level, we're like eye level with them, well, not eye level, but, and when we're working through the dog, we literally cover every inch of them, so we see loads of things.
No, I love this salon, because it's not too big, and you really get the feeling that every dog that comes in, gets the proper spa. It's like coming into a human spa.
Yeah.
You know, which that's the feeling.
I'm so happy that comes across. It's the vibe that we wanted for sure.
And I love, you know, and I love your signature counter.
Thank you.
When you opened, I was just like, well, I actually came in to compliment on what a great idea. Because it's so simple, but I mean, that's not to, you know, say it's not brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really great with all your tennis balls. Yeah. So it's like this yellow front and it's just loads of tennis balls. Which
we have dogs running around the back trying to dig at from behind the reception to try and get them.
Oh no, I bet you do actually, you know. So Jade, I love the shop. I mean, it's not only very zen-like, but I could buy everything that's in here. And it's you that switched me on, you know, as we were saying earlier, to the Herbal Dog Co.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at these two products that you've got in your hand. Explain, because they're your best sellers.
Yes.
Explain what they are and how they work and what's in them.
So we've got the Herbal Dog Co. Body Boost in my hand and the Plaque Protect. The Body Boost is a full body goodness. And it's got flax, brewer's yeast, seaweed, wild sage, milk thistle, neem leaf and pre and probiotics. The brewer's yeast is amazing for eyes, and then you've got like milk thistle, which is for kidneys, I believe. It's really, really good. They are a really nice brand. They're from Newcastle, and we always try and keep things to be quite local and UK-based. We've got a few local brands that we use, but Herbal Dog Co. is our bestseller in the shop, and they're lovely and sustainable as well. And you do find that when products are more natural-based, they're more sustainable and eco-friendly, which is ties in with our ethos here.
Yeah, and it's so important nowadays, you know, as well. You know, no, I love like just that simple packaging, just that simple cardboard, you know. And then in the Herbiflex that Mr. Binks is on, it's all glass.
Yeah.
Which, you know, might make the product a bit more expensive, perhaps, I don't know. But, you know, in the olden days when glass was the only thing you had, you know, it's inert.
Yeah.
And energetically, that could communicate to the herbs, you know, so it's important to keep it all as natural as possible, really.
Yeah, we're definitely a firm believer of natural, and we use natural and organic products in the shop. And the reason is because, you know, we want to look after our planet and we want to look after the future. And also with how often dogs need to get groomed, it's very important to not to put chemicals or anything on them and keep clear of all of that. I mean, I do for myself, so that's why I really wanted to make sure that I did the same for the doggies that came in here as well.
So do you use Herbal Dog shampoos?
We do. We've got their wrinkle wash as well, which is fantastic for like English Bulldogs or Frenchies, especially it calms all the skin that's in the inside with the folds, so it doesn't get them sore. Keeps them nice and clean. Yeah, we definitely do.
Amazing. What a great idea. Because there are so many Frenchies around, aren't there? You know, so, and their wrinkles, I know, get, what is it in there? Because they get really mucky.
It's the moist and yeast and,
So you, they need care every day, really.
Yeah, you know. Nice to keep them clean and dry. Yeah, for sure. Because if you clean them, but they keeps, but you don't dry them properly, then, it just gets infected.
Yeah.
We've seen a few.
Oh.
Sore. It's not nice for them.
No.
Yeah, but the wrinkle wash is very good.
Oh, that's all interesting stuff, you know. No, I'm interested, very interested in the Body Boost. I like the name, you know, because that's what you want to do.
Yeah, boost your body.
Boost your body. So that's good. And the Plaque Protect, that's interesting, because I've been using probiotics, actually, in Mr. Binks's mouth.
Yeah.
To sort of keep the bacteria in balance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm always up for everything at the moment with Mr. Binks, as he's 12.
Yeah.
And it was your recommendation on brewer's yeast to add for his eyes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a bit kind of, oh my God, because I think his eyes are better.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, I use the same for Zorro.
Yeah.
Because he's almost 14, so his eyes have definitely, they're playing tricks on him. And it's definitely helped really, really fast.
Yeah, I can't believe it, because he was looking like he had a layer of cloudy eye,
without
doubt, you know, and it was really upsetting me. And well, look at his eyes now, Jade. What do you, I mean, look, as a groomer,
nice
professional
and sparkly,
groomer.
Maybe.
I mean, do you think he's got
I think
younger?
His eyes are great,
Yeah, he doesn't look, you know, cloudy eye.
No, he doesn't.
You don't want to be cloudy eye, Binks, do you?
No.
No. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So
when everything's natural as well, you don't have to limit what you're giving as well, which is good.
Exactly. So, yeah. And they're all complementary, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
So is there seaweed in the plaque?
Yes, seaweed, flaxseed, marjoram and fennel. It's very, very good. It's just a supplement. It's powder that you just pop into their food. You can either give it with yogurt or straight into their bowl with their kibble or anything, or their raw food. And it just helps keep the plaque off and the acidity in their mouth.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
It's good because if your dogs don't like having their teeth brushed or anything like that, it just helps so you don't have to keep on going to the vet to have them sedated to clean them.
Well, I know, because that is a problem. Yeah. You know, that is a risk, always a risk with a general anaesthetic, yeah. You know. Mm. But it's difficult, even if your dog's the best behaved dog in the world, to really brush them properly.
Yeah.
Because it's quite, you know, because you've kind of got to do both sides, yeah. Like you do with your teeth. Mm. But that gets tricky,
yeah.
To put, and the dog's got to keep still. And, yeah. And you know, so it, you know, that's, but do you offer a teeth cleaning service as well?
Yeah, we do. It's so popular.
That it is.
Yeah, the ultrasonic teeth cleaning treatment.
Yeah.
It's motionless and silent, so, and you don't have to brush like how we brush our teeth or like the finger brushes. You just hold the toothbrush on the tooth and it penetrates into the gum line, like 9 millimeters into the gum line. So it does an overall health clean for the mouth. Yeah, it's very good. Weakens the plaque and then you're able to just flick it off super easily. You don't
amazing.
Need to scrape or anything.
So that's amazing. Mm. Now I might get Prudence booked in actually.
Yeah,
do for, it. Yeah, her teeth are good considering she's never had a dental and she's nearly 9.
That's good.
It is mainly diet, yeah. You see. I do think kibble-fed dogs' teeth.
Yeah, they need some bone in there.
Yeah, and just fresh meat.
Yeah.
To clean it, really, yeah. You know, and not biscuit that gets stuck in between.
Yes.
To basically rot and create a lot of sugar in the mouth. Which,
so true,
which doesn't help our teeth, you know, if you don't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not a dentist.
Yeah.
But I do have to go to the hygienist a lot because, you know, it's important to have good teeth.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not brushing your dog's teeth daily, then it's just going to build up, especially... with the kibble that does stain your teeth, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. No, amazing. But you've also got some products from local Hackney suppliers.
Yeah, that would be from Frill. They are two sisters, and they make everything. I believe they made it at home. They started to make it at home. I'm not sure how the production is now, but they are from Hackney Wick.
Uh-huh.
And they're all natural as well. And they've got paw balms here. And they are also specific, so they use like calm balm as well. So if your dog's got a little bit of anxiety, then they use certain ingredients to help calm them. And yeah, all natural, safe, yeah. Very, very nice. And they're lovely girls as well.
Oh,
yeah.
It's great, it's brilliant. I love sort of women that, you know, set up businesses and everything. You know,
it's actually all women based. So we've got Herbal Dog Co, which is a woman. We've got the two sisters and we've got Wild for Dogs, which is from South London. And she's also a lady.
Aww.
I actually just realised.
But you know, you are multi-talented. So
thanks.
A little bird told me that you've studied circus.
Oh yeah. I have a BTEC in circus skills.
No.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a routine with a poodle?
Well, yeah. Why not? I'm quite short, but my favourite thing was to walk on stilts. I don't know why, but it was my favourite thing. So the higher the better. I was just up on the stilts walking around.
What made you do that and where did you study it? I'm so interested.
So I used to do, I always wanted to be an actress. So ever since I was little, I've done dance, performing arts, drama, singing. And then I studied performing arts at college. And one Monday, a guy who was doing the National Award for Circus Skills just came in and said, oh, well, if anybody wants to do a course, we'll be holding it this time.
Oh, wow.
So a big bunch of us did it. And every Monday we learnt circus skills. One of my friends was really, really good at the unicycle. I could not.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the poodles, I mean, it's, you know, it's... I think using dogs, as long as they're really looked after by the circus people, there's absolutely no harm in it because dogs love being trained and they love performing and getting lots of attention and being made to look lovely. There's no harm, but, you know, I can't do elephants and
lions.
Oh, no.
Bears, no.
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. No. Ponies, maybe, as long as they're all looked after.
Yeah. I think that's the main point, is as long as they're happy doing it.
Yes.
Then,
yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
But you've seen over the years, you know, poodles just loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Little, because I fancy a toy poodle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely adore Azalea. She is, when I saw her well, I bought her from one of my students. My apologies. I bought her, breeder was one of my students.
Right.
And when she brought in her dog, I was like, no, I'm sold. I need to get one of these. Yeah. Toy. I think she's perfect because she suits Zorro as well, because they're both small.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does work well with dogs, you know, on that front.
Yeah.
No, amazing. And she just looks, because it's the 1950s poodle cut.
Yeah.
God, I love it.
Yeah, thank
but,
you.
But I think that's why poodles, you know, perhaps men, I don't know, think poodles are silly dogs.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because you know, Elizabeth Taylor had them.
Yeah.
And, oh gosh, so many amazing silver screen actresses and everything, that they've got that sort of reputation.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are descended from tough standard poodle.
Yeah.
Is, I think in Germany, they still use standard poodles.
As police dogs?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's, I feel like, because obviously they don't look as sleek or, I don't want to say the word aggressive because I don't think German Shepherds look aggressive, but I guess that's why police dogs use them, because I feel like people fear them more because they're a bit of a stronger character rather than like a fluffy poodle, I suppose.
And poodles don't have the reputation for being on the front row of some big protest, you know, in their beautiful lion cut. Can you imagine? It would look completely different.
Yeah, for sure.
But they'd have the same power to a degree,
to be honest. Definitely.
They would. But you grew up with German Shepherds.
I did, yeah. So whole family.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So is that really sort of where it all began?
I think so. I've always adored animals. My dream one day is to open like a sanctuary and have loads of animals, birds and llamas. Like, I absolutely love all animals. But I think with dogs, you just get that more of a closeness bond. I had cats as well. My last cat passed away quite recently. She was 18.
Oh.
But she gave me the love, but you know, she wasn't one of those cats that really, really are with the owners. But I find that with dogs, they're just like my besties.
They are. Cats and dogs. I mean, that's a whole discussion in itself, isn't it? You know, they're just different.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, more independent cats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But because of that, when they do stay with you, it's like the greatest compliment, you know.
Yeah, you do like me.
Yeah, exactly. You've come home again.
Yeah.
So there's that. It's interesting. I know. I'm quite new to cats, really. Gremlin, my first cat, was my first cat, obviously.
Yeah.
So now I'm cat number two.
Yeah.
You know, this stray cat called Bags of Character.
Yeah, came into your life.
Yeah, I know. So funny. No, I love the idea of you in a circus costume.
Yeah, I should do it.
Six toy poodles. I think, you know, I could see an act on, you know, the Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
Some mime production or something happening.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Oh, so just quickly, just to say, you know, you must have had some difficult clients, you know.
Yeah.
Does that ever put you off grooming? I mean, would you have to sometimes use a muzzle, you know?
No, I think also because of the way our salon is, we have just only the two tables, so it's not quite ransacked like some other groomers can be, that we do get quite a few nervous dogs. On Thursdays, we only have the one groomer in. So that's kind of our day where we do handle the dogs that want more of a peaceful environment. We do have to muzzle dogs just for our safety, but for me, it's not actually my first resort. If I see that a dog is trying to show me that he's not going to enjoy the grooming process, I will try more other ways, because I feel like when you put a muzzle on, they can either get really bad, they do fight it, or they can calm down. So I do want to try different ways when we do work with dogs that do require a muzzle, and the muzzle to be my last resort. But we do get many. We still do. We don't refuse them. Yeah, we do them. We do get bitten.
Yeah. Sort of, I suppose it's a bit like riding a horse.
Yeah.
You will fall off at some point, but you get back on again.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. But no, I love your bath in there.
Oh, thanks.
And then when I came in once for Binx's nails to be done, you were bathing a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I think we've only got maybe one or two cats that we actually do bathe. But this cat was incredible. She absolutely loves the bath. She was purring in it. My cat actually liked the bath as well.
Really?
Yeah. You got it to the right temperature. She would walk around. She didn't mind it.
Yeah, because it's important to bathe them, actually. Yeah. I now sort of know because of pollutants.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest.
Yeah, especially if they're outdoor cats.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, no, good for you. That's great. I'll be bringing Baggy up here next, you know.
We do have a little astronaut muzzle for cats.
No.
Yeah, just in case they are.
You might need that with Baggy, actually.
Oh, really? No, big gloves.
Yeah. Well, he's still got his testicles, actually. Okay. I think he was totally feral. I'm keeping them on.
Yeah.
I've had long conversations with the vet.
Yeah.
Well, he can't get out of my garden because his back legs are not right.
Yeah.
So he was in a bit of a state and he had a broken jaw.
Oh,
I know. He's a, honestly, I know. But he's, I know, but he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Good.
But no, gosh. And how are the dogs getting on with your new baby? Because congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
And it's interesting just to bring this up because obviously, you know, in the news often you hear stories of newborn babies and then the dogs end up in rescue.
Yeah.
But I know that's not going to happen with you.
They're my first children.
Yeah. So are they happy about the baby being around? And
yeah, I think they haven't really paid too much attention because my brother, he's got three nephews and during lockdown, we were all together at my mum's. So they kind of got used to having kids around. So when, with my one that's popped on for now, they kind of just deal with him. They understand, they're fine with the space that I need to provide for the baby. But you do miss that connection that, because sometimes Azalea will sit in the corner because she's usually up in our faces. But she'll sit on the side of the sofa and just like look at us. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, my love.
Gosh.
But she's good, though. We have, when he goes to sleep at night, we have that quality time again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess, you know, about interaction with the baby and the dogs.
Yeah.
You know, all sitting on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
We all go to the park together.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks, Jade. That's so lovely.
Oh,
I love all this. And thanks for having the greatest groomers in Hackney.
Oh, thank you. That's such a good compliment.
That's our show, Mr. Binx. What did you think? Yes, it was very interesting and it highlights why I have the best pedicures. And you're right, it's time for Woof of the Week. It's so important to factor in that all dogs need some grooming, and especially in the cost of living crisis. So research your breeds and their grooming needs. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, go on, rate and review the show wherever you tune into your podcasts, because it really makes a difference. Thanks again to Jade, Georgiou and the Hackney Barkers, and all the links, of course, are in the show notes. Thanks, of course, to Mike for all the music and production as ever. Find out more about him at Pod People UK. And for me, you can follow me at AnnaWebDogs or check out my website for various packages on nutrition and behaviour. What's that, Mr. Binx? Oh yes, we will be back in your feed next Sunday. So, subscribe now. It's free. And it just means you'll never miss another show. Bye for now.